The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
After the sugya of Kavua here in Nazir Yud Beis Amin Aleph, we begin the sugya which is the source of Leimotzi Inish Mashvi Shliach El Vemilsa Demotzi Ovid Hashta. A person cannot empower an agent, a shliach, with something that he himself cannot presently do. Taisus over here takes this quite literally and says that one cannot make a shliach to do something that presently they cannot do. For example, you can't make a shliach to do a kedushin, which right now could not take place. And Taisus asks a famous question here on the Yudbeis Amud Aleph on the bottom of the third wide line in Dibra Maschul Mai Taima. Vim Taima, the Hamaisim Bechol Yoim Shah Isha Imeris Lechaverto, Lushli Kemach. It happens all the time where a woman tells a friend, please make me some dough and be mafresh challah for me. Even though, at the time when she appointed her, the dough was not ready yet to have afreshes challah. So how then could Rachel appoint Leah to be mafresh challah from Kemeth that doesn't yet exist as dough? Begam Talmid and Shalais Ravim, Ayrim came, how could you make a shliach to do afreshes challah at a time when it's not yet able to be done? So Taisus answers, Vayimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Yesh B'yod, the Lahavi Yisra Megulgelis, Vulaimer Yisazu, Tei Challah al Kemach. In other words, since you can take an Issa which has already been made, right now, therefore, the Maisa of Afreshes Challah, which you're appointing the Shliach on, is possible to be done, and it's not called the Dovah Shalai Val Oilom, Kivon Shabiyada Lola Shulagalgal Issa. Since it's Biyada to do it right away, something that's Biyada is not a problem of a Dovah Shalai Val Oilom. It would seem from Taisus that the idea is that I cannot ask someone else to do something for me and give him the power to do so if I can't physically do it at this time. Because it's like a davar shalai b'loilam, and I know the machna davar shalai b'loilam. However, if it's biyada, then it's not considered a davar shalai b'loilam, and it's possible to be done. This taisvis has a very important nafkamina, halacha l'maisa, very often. There's many nashim tzidkanias that they make challah dough, they make dough out of flour in their home, and they're mafresh challah with the bracha, and they get the schus of afreshes challah. Wonderful thing. The problem is that in very, very often, most scenarios, this flour that they're using belongs to their husband. And many times, the husband is not home. So basically, we could say and self-understand ourselves that we mean to be memana our wives, to be mafresh challah at our behest. The wife will be a shliach for the husband, just like Rachel and Leah in Taisus. The problem is that when the husband made the wife the shliach, she was not a bailam on the kemach. Excuse me, he was a bailam on the kemach. She didn't own the kemach. And therefore, it's a davar shalai bal oilam. And you don't have taisus as teret. Because all flour that comes to the woman's hands, we say, mashukan ishukan a baila, it belongs to her. So how then can you be mafresh challah all the time if the husband is not home? Needless to say, the din of afreshes challah is not only when the husband officially appointed his wife to be mafresh it after it was already dough. So what is the pshat in this? If you can't be memana eshliach to do something when it's not ba'ilam, how could you be memana eshliach over here to be mafresh challah on a weekly basis or whatever it is if the kemach is not yet hers and being his, it's not ba'ilam until it's actually made into dough? So he would have to be memana her once it's made into dough, and that we don't need, obviously. So how does that work out? Before we go on, I would just like to point out that this has a ramification also in another thing which has a practical application, and that is the standard procedure of most people in Klal Yisrael with Mechiras Chometz. One goes to the rabbi sometime between Ches and Yud Gimel Nisan or around there, and says, Rabbi, I would like to sell my Chometz. You sign a shtar, a contract with the rabbi, and basically appoint him as an agent to sell the chametz for you to the guy. The question arises, what about the Cheerios and the cookies that you purchased after you appointed the rabbi as a shliach? Those were a davar shalai bal oilam, didn't even belong to you at the time when you appointed the rabbi as shliach to sell your chametz. How could that chametz be included in the sale which you only appointed him as an agent prior to the acquisition of this chametz? Nevertheless, of course, we know that when you make the Mechiras Chometz al Yedei Shliach, the rabbi is selling every part and parcel of Chometz that you own at the time of the sale, which is an Erev Pesach. So how does that work? You can't be Mamana Shliach to do something that is not yet Ba'olam. Now, getting back to the Challah discussion that we began with and that pertains mostly to our sugya, truth be told, that this has been opened up, obviously, by the Trumas HaDeshen, a famous Truva in Siman Kuf Peches, where he discusses a very similar scenario. There was a maidservant who noticed that the Balas Habayis, or the Balabayis, who had made the dough and was supposed to be Mafresh Challah, had gone out and apparently wasn't coming back, and the dough was going to get ruined. So she wanted to be Mafresh Challah on his behalf, even without him knowing about it, and even without being appointed as a shliach, because of the famous din of Zachen La'adam Shalei Befonov. There's a din of Zchiyah, which means that I can do something if it's a zchus, if it's a positive, beneficial act, I can do it for someone else. I can make a kinyan for someone else, I can even make a kedushin for someone else, and so on and so forth, provided that it goes with the guidelines of Zachen La'adam Shalei Befonov. Now, here, this maidservant wanted to be mafresh challah from the dough of her master in order that it should be a schus, that this dough should not get ruined and that it should be hufresh properly. And it shouldn't be miskalkel. And the Trumas Hadeshin is makel over there. He says, yes, zachal adam shalei b'fanav works, not a problem. However, the famous Ktsoisa Choshin and Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sifkot and Ches takes issue with this. Even though obviously he's quick to point out that the Ramah in Yeridei Simen Shinchav Ches Siv Gimel paskins like the Trumas Hadeshin, that the Mesharsis can for sure be Mafresh Truma because of the din of Zachan La'adam Shalei B'fanav, and the Taz goes with that as well. However, the Ktsois humbly argues and he says that in Rajba and Taisus it's Mavur, not like that. Which Taisus? Our Taisus here in Nazir Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's Mavur and Taisus that you cannot make a Shliach to be Mafresh Challah. According to the Trumas Hadeshin, what's the whole crisis of a shliach and a davar shalei b'leilam? Big deal. At the time when the dough has to have a afreshes challah, let the woman, maidservant, so on and so forth, do the afreshes challah because of the din of zachen l'adam shalei b'fanav. And this will be a wonderful idea for all the women that we are discussing in every single Jewish home. That even if the husband is not home and didn't appoint them to make a afreshes challah after the dough was already b'leilam, it wouldn't be a problem because you could just enact the good old din of zachen l'adam shalei b'fanav. The Ktsais says, we see from this Taisus, as well as a Rajba in Nedarim Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis that he discusses over there at great length, that Zachen La'adam Shalei B'fanav means that you can be Zaycha in a Matana or a Metzia for somebody else. However, you cannot be Zaycha from somebody else. Keep in mind that when I take a Afreshes Challah, I'm not giving you something, I am taking away a piece of your dough. So yes, Yidden like mitzvahs, and it's a wonderful thing, and it was something that he was planning on doing anyway, so there's not really a loss over here, it's more of a gain than a loss. However, mechanically speaking, it is removing money from the person who you're being mezakeh, not giving him something, like in the case where, let's say, I find $1,000 and I pick it up and I say, I'm picking this up for Reuven. There, not only was it a zachen la'adam shalei b'fanav, but I am giving something to Reuven and not taking anything away from him. That is the standard scenario of zachen la'adam shalei b'fanav, and that's where zchiya applies, says the Ktsais. However, taking away from him, whether it's a little bit of dough or whether it's something else, there you would not say the din of Zachen La'adam Shalei B'fanav. And to say it in short, the way the world quotes the Ktsais HaChayshin, the famous words, Zachen La'adam Shalei B'fanav, but Zachen Mei Adam Shalei B'fanav, Lo Yamrinan. Interestingly enough, the Ktsais HaChayshin doesn't say those words. And not only that, but perhaps the Ktsais HaChayshin doesn't mean those words. The Einig Yontif and the Birchas Shmuel also explain the Ktsais HaChayshin to mean something specifically relevant to Truma. He doesn't mean to say that you never say Zachen Mei Adam Shalei B'fanav. Perhaps you do. However, with regard to Truma, it doesn't apply. Personally, I think the Ktsais means to say that in Afrashas Truma, there's no maisa that has to be misyachas to someone else, like the regular mechanics of shlichas and tzchiyah. But the idea is that it has to be a afrasha done by the bailim and with the das of the bailim, ledaitchem. And therefore, zachen mei adam wouldn't apply because you need to have a afrasha from the bailim. And only if he appointed you and he designated you, he gave you the green light, then it would be considered that it's a afrasha ledaitoi. And tzchiyah wouldn't work for that. But it's not really important to elaborate about that with regard to what we're discussing. Because either way, the bottom line is that challah is going to be the closest to truma, and the Ktsais is saying that you can't have zachen mei adam by truma. So we'll be back to the problem that how would a woman be mafresh without an official minoy of shlichas from her husband after the dough is in the world. So again, even though the Ktsais himself doesn't say zachen la adam shalei b'fanav amrinan zachen mei adam shalei b'fanav Loyamrinon, those words I think are from the Markavas HaMishnah in Perek Vav Melchizgerishin. There he says clearly that you don't say Zachen Mei Adam. whatever the case may be, it has to have a pshat. How are we allowed to allow the women to continue being mafresh chala without an official appointed shlichus after its po'ilim? Now, the truth of the matter is that the Ramah and Yeridei Simen Shin Chav Ches, as we mentioned, as well as the Trumas Adeshin, which are the two leading paiskim which Kol Beis Yisrael is Nishan Alov, as the Melitza goes, Chol Bnei Yisrael Yoitzim B'Yad Ramah. However, it's interesting that such a famous Ksais HaChoshin, which is discussed and dealt with by so many, and even supported, should never play a role in our practical daily life when we do our Freshes Chala. Thankfully, however, that besides for the fact that it's a Mefurish Ramah that says it's okay, there is really a plethora of rayas, not like this problem of the Ktzeis HaChoshim, and that Zchiyah would apply even in such a scenario. Just to quickly name eight of them, the Gemara in Pesachim Yud Gimel Amar Aleph says that if it's getting late on Erev Pesach and the Shomer has chametz, which apparently the owner is not taking care of and selling, the Shomer should go ahead and sell it on his behalf. So we see that a Shomer is selling away his friend's chametz, his mafkid's chametz, because of Zochen La'odom, Shalei B'fonov. Also the whole din of Ger Katan Matbilan Oisei Aldas Bezdin is used because of the din of Zochen La'odom, Shalei B'fonov, and the Achronim obviously discuss many of these rayas. Another raya is the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Tosis on the bottom of Amud Aleph over there is before that you say Zochen La'odom even when it's taking something away from someone, as well as the famous Rosh in Bava Kama Samach Amud Beis with regard to when they took away the stacks of barley to get the stacks of Adashim by David HaMelech. Then there's the Ramban in Gittin on Beis Amud Aleph, which says clear that an apitropos can sell away the orphan's stuff because of the din of Zochen La'odom Shalei B'fonov, which is taking away the orphan's money. And in fact, the Baal Ktzeis HaChoshin himself points out in the Avnei Meluim and Simul Lamed Zayin Sifkot Yud Beis that from the Ran and other Rishonim in Kedushin Memdal Amud Beis, it's mevor that you can make a Kedushin midin Tzchiyah, and over there also you're taking away from him. Just two more quickly, the Magen Avraham and Simtaf Reish Nun Ches says that the woman could sell the husband's lulav because of the din of Zochen La'odom Shalei B'fonov. And finally, my favorite, my friend Rabbi Yaakov Sommerstein was Ma'ir the Gemara and Bracha Samach Beis Amid Beis. Te'eni, te'eni l'mi. It sounds like that if somebody's looking to buy figs at a very good price, you're allowed to sell your father's figs without talking to him. What happened to the din of Zochen La'odom Lo Yamrinan? Later on, they printed the Rogachar and Sofnas Paneach Gilyan on Masech de Brachas. I see that he asks the question as well. And obviously, there are numerous truths that can be said for all these questions, each one on their own way. Obviously, a Shomer could be different. And very fundamentally, if the person who you're doing Zochen Me'odom from is also getting something in return, like by the case of Adashim or by the case of Te'enim, where you're taking something from somebody, yes, but you're giving him something back. Not so the case by the Afrashas Chala, where all you're getting back is maybe a mitzvah, but no monetary gain. There, obviously, it might be different. Some Achrayim also want to say that it depends if Zchi is mitam shlichus or Zchi is not mitam shlichus. This is all very complex stuff about the anatomy of the din of Zochen La'odom Shalei B'fonov, when it applies and when it doesn't apply. Much of which is beyond the scope of our work at this point. I just wanted to point out this very interesting discussion about Zochen La'odom Shalei B'fonov Amrinon, Zochen Me'odom Shalei B'fonov Lo Amrinon, and therefore Tosfos had to discuss Shlichus, because not necessarily the Zchiyah work. Halacha L'maisa, of course, there's nothing to worry about, and the woman can be doing the wonderful Afrashas Chala that they've been doing, whatever the heter exactly may be, it's a Mefurish Ramah, and like we said, there are numerous rayas that such a thing can be done from all different angles. I just wanted to bring it to the public forum. As far as the Bedikas Chametz question, there are many different things to discuss. First of all, not necessarily is something in a store considered a Davar Shalei B'Lo'ilom. That has to do with the Machlekes of the Paiskim in the beginning of Simen Reish Tesh and Chayish Mishpat. And also, sometimes we find that we're Seimach on the Mordechai, which is brought down over there in Chayish Mishpat as well, that if you're doing something that's Lo B'Lo'ilom together with something that's B'Lo'ilom, Agav, then you don't have a problem of Davar Shalei B'Lo'ilom. Perhaps that would apply over here as well. There are some other options as well. Just in closing, one other interesting point, that with regard to a Prosbul, the Nachas Elio in Siman Hey, Rebel Yedushnitzer, brings down that he asked the Chazanish that maybe he could do Zchia to a Malva. Prusbul is something that Hillel was Masakin in Perek HaSheleach, and it's mainly in Chosh Mishpat Siman Tzamach Zayin, that even though by Shemitah normally all loans can no longer be collected, they are Hushmat, however, if there's a Prusbul made, then there's a din that he could be Goyve his Chavis. Are you allowed to be Mazake a Prusbul to a Malva? The Chazanish said that perhaps if somebody was planning on making one and he forgot or something like that, you could do it. But for people that are not at all cognizant of the whole rule of Shemitah and Prusbul, it wouldn't be so simple. See the Nachas Elyahu over there about Chilonim. In general, the idea is that Zochen la'adam amrinon, Zochen mei adam le'amrinon. I saw Rabbi Moshe Sternbach speaks about this in Tshuvas Van Hoges, Chelek Gimel, Siman Tafnun.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.